Simon Shin Samach Zion. It's only one sif long. Probably the middle of the sif.
I think we did half of it.
Okay. We made a bal wish of ear. Top line. If the neither the husband or the wife are in town, Yechalam b'nei abay is la'arav shlobi diyosei. If the house only opens to one chatzar, so the members of the house, the other members of the household, can be ma'ariv based on the rule of Zechalon Mishlobifon of the Mestama, he wants it. Or, Vafilim Hoy Besuch Lashtechet Seiros, in who Rogel La'arav Bechad Mehem Ma'arvin Allah. If he normally connects his ma'arv to one of the two chatzaris, so they can be ma'arv for him again based on the rule of Zechalon Mishlobifon. Of a man or rogel, if it opens at the two chatzeris, and he doesn't have a specific preference, so he can't do it because maybe this week he wants to join the other chatzer and be able to carry that direction. So it's not considered a schus for him to join this chatzer, so they can't do it. Well, okay. Let's see, Mishabura. Okay, Ches we did. Test. Since this halacha is based on the principle of Zachalon Mishlobifonov, if you know that he doesn't want it, even though he hasn't explicitly said not to, but still it's not a favor of him anymore, you can't do. The chatzer echor, if it's opening to one chatzer, the skusuloi with Vadal Yakulim, therefore he wants to be able to carry. If it's open to Tuchatzeris. In Chalmaharvalov, they can't do it, make an error for him. Shlobi Diyasa, without his consent, can any skusuloi Vadal, it's not definitely skus. Shemuel Yakut's Larv im Chotzersu, Elaim Zu, maybe he wants to join the other Chotzer. And therefore, he by joining this chatzur, he loses the right to carry that chatzur. So he doesn't want that. In looking at him, but Rabbi Lesson, like less we know, he was Rogel Arev. Then we can assume probably that's what he wants. If it's he always does that week, so we can assume that's what he wants.
Not in this case, but in general, if you have such a situation where you have a house open to two chatzeres, could you theoretically be ma'arav on both sides if
no.
you want? You can't.
Right.
Why? I want to be part of both groups. They're mutually exclusive.
Well, the idea is you're being kaveh. This is your mokum. This is your mokum for Shabbos. So you have to be kaveh what your mokum is. This is my mokum, or that's my mokum.
Oh.
Okay. Back on the mechaber.
So in this case, you really, if you don't know what he's thinking, it's useless because it's not like it's neutral. It'll hurt him if he wants.
Right, exactly.
If he wants to carry chatzah A, and someone gives for him for to go to chatzah B,
it's not as
good. It's a choy for him.
Right. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But the people of the chatzar can't say, listen, you know, we need to be able to carry. You got this house over here. The baal bais is not here. The wife's not here. The kids don't know. So we're going to just go take some bread from the house and do it. Right? They can't do it unless you have the agreement of echad, one of the members of the b'nei bais. Okay. Mishabur is going to modify that halacha. Okay. Philo Rogel Imahem Vaisalayim, even though he normally joins them, and by him not joining, they cannot carry because there's this other member who hasn't joined. V'yesham. Okay, so that's the first sheet. Let me see Mishabur on that first. Yud Beis. So the people of the chotzer can't do this without some consent from somebody in the household. With at least the knowledge of one of the members. Because If it had been, we're going back into what we said before, they have a right to assume that he wants this until, there's a reason to believe otherwise. Now, and the Bir Loch over here in Alav Nechotzer, he says he doesn't understand because the principle over here is based on Zochin. So the council of Zochin isn't the purview of the Bnei Bai is more than is the Bnei Chotzer. The wife has a certain amount of autonomy of her own. Right, fine. So there's no husband, there's no wife here. The kids have no autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're using the principle of Zochin. So why does the principle of Zochin apply more to the kids than it applies to the Bnei Chotzer? He says, if we assume there was a case where we believe it's a schus for him, the Bnei Chotzer could do it also. That's how the Bir Loch comes out. So the Bir Loch actually has So how do you read the Mechaber then? And so what's the Mechaber saying? So Bir Loch has a suggestion to read the Mechaber that it's going back on, it's contrasting to the wife, not back to the Bnei Chotz, the Bnei Bayis. Now we said the wife can do it, the kids can't unless we have this assumption, and the Bnei Chotz can't do the same thing the wife could do. It's not contrasting to the Bnei Chotz. That's how he suggests. Okay. Can be a shomer, but not the mechaber. But there's a second opinion. The ein ishtem rebbe ella shaloi b'diyase. The wife can do it without his awareness. Ablim omer shein roitzel la'arivi mahem loy. The wife does not have the autonomy. Does not have the power, the authority to do with against the husband's will. Okay. Imhu rogel la'arivi mahem. If the person normally joins this chotzer and he's refusing at this point in time, this opinion holds that the chotzer can come in because he's answering on them, so he can against the person's will make him join the group. But if he doesn't normally join them. And Yechelam Litzel Mimenal Balkarach, they can't do it against his will. Avakaybana said, but Bezdin La'arvi Mahem, Bezdin Yerzin and Echasa. The Bezdin, he's basically impacting this whole culture that they can't carry. So there's elements of what he's doing is improper. The Bezdin would force him to join. And if necessary, Bezdin would be Yerzin and Echasa. They would take part of his property and given into the, they would join him for against his will. Okay. So Mishel Rogel Arev, Ver Ben Echotzer, Bechazim Eruvay, Tzarech Lachzor B'Lizkos. If a person doesn't normally join this group, and he's decided to join this group, and before Shabbos he says, I don't want to be part of this group. So the halacha is that he's out. It works. His decision to leave the group works. If he wants to join again, he'd have to do a new action of being kaina. Sorry, last of this, he'd have to do a new kinyan. But if he normally joins them, he put in, that's it, it's done. He can't pull out.
Now if he pulls out, they can't carry.
Correct.
Now, in the case where, maybe I'm hung up on this, but where the guy has two entrances, in Chotze A and Chotze B, right? And he says, I'm going to be Ma'arav Chotze A. Does the fact that he's not Ma'arav Chotze, and you said he can be Ma'arav in both A and B.
He doesn't ask for both.
No, does he ask for B? Because he's part, he could get into B, theoretically. And yet he's not being Ma'arav in B. He's not doing anything wrong. He's not trying to hurt anybody. He wants to go in A. So he's Ma'arav with A.
Right, it doesn't affect B. That's a
why? Why
because
does
he
it?
Doesn't have he's basically being conveyed that his Mokum where he is for Shabbos and what he's going to be using is A and
is
not B.
A and not B.
So he's not really, we look at him as if he's not really part of B.
So B doesn't have a problem.
Right.
Did we discuss this?
No, we did not discuss this yet.
Because I've been trying to say, how come, you know, we discussed all the measurements and we never discussed this. This is very basic. And
yeah,
maybe I felt stupid. I said, maybe we discussed in, because he's discussing it as if he went through the basic premise. And
yeah. Well, they don't do that.
I know.
Shulchan Aruch works like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the Hilchos Aruch HaTorah is part of it. That's what we're learning now.
Yeah, but we're learning special cases, but we're not learning the base plain vanilla in this.
All right.
It's a given.
It's a given? So we're never going to see it then.
No, we will see it again. We'll see it. It's interesting the way he does that. Okay. Yod Gimel. So we've got Yod Gimel. Amar Hashem writes, this is the second opinion, says of the wives. The husband says, I don't want. So she can't do it against his will. Feel a man abayis besuch hello chotzerechem. Shor salem ayyadei miniyasu esa erev. That she doesn't have the power to do this, according to this pshat. She doesn't have the power to do this against his will, even if he's impacting the chotzer. So she doesn't have that. She doesn't have the authority to do that.
So when we do the chotzer ever, chotzeres now, we're putting matzahs for everybody.
Right.
What happens if someone says, you know, I'm making a statement that I don't want to be part of this Erev? Does he mess it up for the whole, everybody in the Erev?
Theoretically he would, but that's the din of Bezdin. The Bezdin would basically be mezakeh him bal korcho and make it part of the property.
Oh, okay. So he can't mess things up if he wants to.
Right. Theoretically, yeah, I mean, theoretically he would, but the Maisa, we would not allow him to do that. That's just it over here.
So we're in essence saying we're donating matzahs for him whether he likes it or not, because he's not really putting any money in it.
Right.
So we're saying we're donating matzahs for him whether he likes it or not. Is that what we're doing?
I think so.
Because, I mean, this is a lacha lemaisa, because there are not from, most of the time in communities where there's tumult about an Erev, that they're against, I'm not talking about frumkeit Erev, I'm talking about that they're against having an Erev, it's usually not from Jews, it's not goyim. Goyim don't care about it.
Okay.
It's not from Jews that care about it.
Well, we'll get to not from Jews. Not from Jews is the major discussion.
Or is he saying he really, is it like a get where you make Baal Korcho? You say he really wants to do it? So we can force him. We're helping him do what he really wants to do.
Maybe.
But a get you do that, you say that.
Yeah, I know. I know you say about
maybe,
get.
Maybe it's a here.
Okay. He's not using that lush.
He really does what he said Baal Korcho. Maybe he really wants, you know.
Okay, now.
Maybe he's too from to carry.
Okay, you dial it.
That's part of the fun.
And it was a little Arvi Mohem law. Feel im Omer Ken la Achash Ervop, is Batal Eru with Amafreya. So she did it without his idea, which she said she could do. And he comes home and says, what did you do? I don't want that. So that's it's Batal. Okay, but the comes the Bnei Achotzer, if he's normal.
Not if he came in the middle of Shabbos, though.
Not in Shabbos, before Shabbos. Yeah.
He can't mess it up when it's in the middle of Shabbos, though. Like, he can't, if he's walking from another community, you know, on the other side of the town, and he comes in, you know, an hour after Shabbos and says, hey, what did you do? And I didn't want you to do it. And
I don't know. I'm not sure. Uh-huh. Maybe it would work. He's with Megaladas. He doesn't want it. So she has no power to do that.
But I thought the Erev has to be in place. Ben Ashmashas, once
right,
it's in place.
Right, but this is Gilim Muslim Afrey. He's saying that the whole action she did was against his will, so it wasn't. I would assume it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his action works, and the whole thing doesn't work because it's more like a Gili of what his, you know, what his stance
mm-hmm.
is.
Can you do that with Muktzah too? If something was Ben Ashmashas, you show up later on and say, whoa, no, I was going to use that. If it's something you normally don't. Kill a masla, is it my freya?
The place you would have it really, I guess, would be in the area of buses. Right? So, mm-hmm. Buses, if I designate that this is the A is supposed to be on top of B, so B becomes a bus, A being Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say the husband, you know, let's say the husband comes home and says, why'd you put that there? You know, after Shabbos, says, well, I didn't want you to put it on there. I didn't want it to be on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I, as the owner, don't want this to be.
Okay.
So they do talk about it that Betzim, the din of buses, has to, it's told in the Bible, the Bible's decision. But is there any type of like managerial authority that the wife has? I don't remember what the law is in that. You know. He sort of like, you know, basically gives her the rights to decide how the house is supposed to look when he's not there. And then he's like, I don't want that. It could be too late.
Keep away.
I don't remember. B'nei Chotzer, in a case where he's rogel, then the B'nei Chotzer can force him. In that situation, the wife could do it also, more than Ishtar. Marshal Yedekim and Yel says, Erev Oysolem, in a case where A, he's rogel, and B, he's going to ask her, so then they have a right to force him, and the wife could do it also. Let's say, however, he's not rogel, they can't take Bal Karchoy, but Bezin can be Koyf. I will come and say, Bezin, it's a learner, Alpha Bishahain Ba'atzman. The B'nai Chotzer can't take the law into their own hands. So there's a siman in the Chashim Mishma called Ovid Inish Dinel and Avshayim. That there are scenarios where people can take the law into their own hands and do that. The cases where they're allowed to do that, basically a situation where A, if they don't do something, it's going to impact them negatively. And they have a clear edus, etc., which they go to Bezin, they would win. Whereas I know he really owes me the money. I have no way to prove it in Bezin. I can't do it in Lanav Shaya. I have validated him, and everything is clear, and everything will work. Just I'm afraid our way to go to Bezin, the guy's going to skip town. So I want to go and take care of it before the guy skips town. So in worse than that situation, there's a din of Ovid Inish Dinel Lanav Shaya. You can do it. And then afterwards, you'll go to Bezin and in Bezin, you'll sort of explain why you did what you did and why it's okay. So if Bezin over here has the power to enforce and to take this, maybe we the B'nai Chotzer should do that. He says, no, you can't do that because over here it's not really a regular dinim mamonos. He doesn't really owe us the money. Just there's a mitzvah to make an eruv, and he has a mitzvah to join.
Right.
And he's so it's a din of kfiyala mitzvahs. Bezin's authority is to, you know, the guy says I'm not putting on tefillin. The Gemara says, you know, makos agitates anavsha. You know, we'll make you put on tefillin. Right. That's that power. That power is mechloikas achronim. Whether you can transfer that to an individual, or it's, can I do that without the authority of Bezin? I can make you put on tefillin. So one of the rayas over here is from over here. It comes to being forced into it. Says, hey, you need Bezin. So they can't do it. Bezin can force him to do it in order that he shouldn't ask for
that. Is that the halacha with tefillin? You could beat him up till he puts on tefillin? That's halacha?
Yeah, it's a refreshing more.
Why? Just tefillin or is any mitzvah?
No,
any mitzvah.
Any mitzvah, yeah. Except for a mitzvah say, should mitzvah out in Sarbat Zidah. Then you can't be kosher.
I thought you're supposed to have bechira to do a mitzvah, not that you're forced to. I thought the whole idea of a mitzvah is that you're choosing it, so you can get the schar for it. What kind of schar would you get if you get beaten up?
I have no idea how much schar you're going to get.
I know we don't know from schar v'ayin, but I'm saying, but
we're gonna make you want it.
Oh, okay. So it's back to the get thing.
You really want it. You really want to do it.
Interesting, you know that Rama when he says it though. The Rama says if you taught a person in general keeps the mitzvahs, in general does the rotzen of the Torah. Mm-hmm. And in this area, we see that he's, whatever reason, he's having a difficulty committing to do the mitzvah of the Torah. Then Bezin has the power to force it. So Rama writes it. He's a guy who clearly showed he couldn't care less. Period.
Yeah.
Rama says there's no dinner. The Rama says we can't assume that he has a real inner rotzen to do it, and therefore you're just helping him get over his yetzer hara. That's what Rama writes it. Mm-hmm. And even that, I mean, that concept of being fi on a get is so limited, the application of it. A lot of Torah on it, and very little lemaisa. We don't use it. We very rarely use it. I think I know about it. I'm aware of maybe two cases where you did actual kafiya. And I heard it from a rav. I heard from somebody else who's second, like third hand. This halacha bezin min kofer is not limited to the second opinion. The yesharim, this goes like everybody. There's a halacha of kafir. Or bezin b'yarin the chosav oisin shituv. They take from his property and they take some wine and put him into the local into the pot of the shituv for the movi. They actually make him a member. So Okay. Let's say a person made an error and then he changed his mind. He said very clearly, I do not want to be part of this. It's only talking about if he said it before Shabbos. Right? As a matter of fact, there is, I see over here, they quote a Kafachayim. It says, not only that, he can't be back out Benesh Moshes. I'm not sure why that's so. I guess as soon as, since Benesh Moshes is a Sophic, there was Chal, so maybe it's Chal at the beginning of Benesh Moshes, so you can't pull it back anymore. Okay. So if he wants to join again, it works. This retraction works, and if he wants to join again, he has to do another new action of joining. So lots of these guys. The batalei ruvai b'shitufai akadim. The previous act of erev or shituf is no longer valid. Ashadina pasim when it's coming, even though his bread is still sitting there. It's batalei. If he wants to change his mind again, and he wants to join. So he starts to mechodesh. He has to do a new action of joining. So now the pasha, what it means, he gets his bread back, right? So what the mizaka lachar lashon sort of locks over this because he has to go back and be zeicha is a funny lashon. That's the bir lachas problem. Let's say if he was rogel to do that, he can't back out. Have he orev balkar? It's lemer. She'enu yochel latzer levat edu. He can't do it because of leil. Teru shu rogel arvi mehem. Because just like we said, boy men echotzer, let the mimen balkar. We said that the bnei chotzer can take against his will. So that's if they can take it from him against his will. Over here they have it already. They ain't giving it back. According to the first opinion, they can't take against his will. Over here, it's more lenient. That's when I can't go take from you. But once I have it already, you know, that the Bnei Chotzer would have the power to say, we're not giving it back because you're going to affect us. We're not giving it back and we're keeping you into the group.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Right. Okay.
I think it's almost time now.
It is. What time is Wednesday, you know?
It's not 8 o'clock?
5 after.
Oh, it's 5 after? Oh, then we got time.
Okay.
I thought it was 8 o'clock.
Simon Shin Samaches. Okay. What happens if after they made the Erev, something happened to the Erev? Erev, they made the Erev like you're supposed to. Mahokach Niskal Kolo Erev. And then something happened to the Erev, they did like you're supposed to, and then something happened to the Erev.
When you say the area, you mean the food or you mean the structure?
This is all food. We're
only talking about food.
We're in the world of Ruvich Hatzeres. So they made the Eruv, the joining together, and then something happened to the food. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's say, for example, some animal came and ran away with with half of the food. So there's not enough food for all of the members of the Chatzar anymore. So one of the Bnei Chotzer wants to go and, you know, replenish the amount and put it in over there. In the case being over there, not the one person was mezakeh, but each person contributed their food, etc. So the law is like this. So Ubar Eichel Bnei Chotzer Latzor L'Sak. He wants to address the issue. So in Bola Arv Min Harishon, if he's adding the same type of foodstuffs as what was there before. I feel a kola and a circle idea. Even if the original food is no longer there at all, it's totally been destroyed, it's totally gone. He does not need to ask them if they want to do that because we say that this is what you all put in, so I'm putting the same thing as you were. There's no question, I'm doing the same thing as you did before. It's a valid error. Philim Arvalem Mishelahem. Even if what he does, he takes from them. He goes without nobody's around. He goes, you know, everybody left already to shul. He says, "Oy vey, look what's happening." He runs each house and grabs a roll from each house and he puts all the rolls together. So it works. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the Arabi min acher, he's going to give a different item than what they were giving. For example, they were using paschitim and he wants to use pasar. In kol harishon, if the original foodstuffs are gone, for him to take pas sarim from their houses against their will, not against their will, you know, without their knowledge, they'd given paskita before, so I can't take a different type. I don't know what they want to do with the pot. Maybe they want to keep the pas sarim for their house to eat in the house. I don't know what they want to do with it. So if I'm going to take a different min than what they had, so I can't do that unless I am medea them.
Did you use this example that's saying that kasarab is usually a worse quality? Like, because you would say that they want to give the better quality for the Erev and now you pick the worst quality? Is that why you give that example? Or?
Just
picked an example.
Yeah, that's the example Mishabur gave. So.
Oh, okay.
You don't know why Mishabur chopped that example? Because the Mork gives that example. Now, why the Mork gives that example?
Because usually when it gives an example of Pas Chitim and Pas Sarim, usually Pas Chitim is more Choshev. Sarim is Machal Behema. I mean.
Okay. Now, if Mishaloh, if he uses his own, in a circle of DM clouds, he just has to let them know he's being Mazaka to them. Now, Vim Loy Kola Harishan, if the original foodstuffs are still there, Elamis Mayat, so you don't have the full amount that we need to have a valid Erev. So then, in that situation, we're just basically completing it, not making a whole new Erev, so then we don't need to do an active Mediyadam, even though you're taking a different min than the min which is there.
Why is that different?
It's difficult to understand 100% because, you know, it's what we're introduced over here is the idea that there's a possibility that we're agreeable, but we want a certain min. I mean, like, you know, in our minds, either you want an Erev or you don't want an Erev. Like, what foodstuffs are you using for that? What you're using?
Well, theoretically, they could be eating it on Shabbos.
Right.
And let's say, that's why I was thinking of the Sarim thing. You know, maybe he says, I don't eat Machal Behema on Shabbos. You know, I don't want to eat that. And I don't want, and it's a bizarre for me that you put it there because I would never put that there for a mitzvah.
Okay.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, I could see that as theoretically possible. A person says, I don't want you to put garbage there. I want you to put good stuff.
Okay, so now, the point, what Baruch is saying is a good point. So, if the food is still there, basically their food is still there, just a little bit, not enough. So, you know what, just finish it off. Some what everybody won't have from the right men, but let's everybody's happy, listen, we'll be able to get some of our food and we'll be able to. That's the assumption that'll work.
Okay, so, probably the best thing is for him to bring his own food.